Simon & Schuster Audio presents Just Once by Karen Kingsbury. Read by January Lavoy and Kirby Hayborn.
Dedicated to Donald, the love of my life, my husband of 35 years, and to our beautiful children and grandchildren. The journey of life is breathtaking surrounded by you, and every minute together is time borrowed from eternity. I love you with every breath, every heartbeat. And to God Almighty, who has, for now, blessed me with these. March 2018. Prologue. A wicked nor'easter crippled Washington, D.C. that March afternoon, closing down the entire federal government under a snow emergency. But one order of business remained. Today, the spies of World War II would finally get their recognition. In a ceremony at the snowed-in U.S. Capitol's Emancipation Hall, 13,000 members of the Office of Strategic Services would receive the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest civilian honor awarded by the government. Audra Mitchell could hardly wait. Back then, 4,000 agents of the OSS had been women, and one of those was Audra's grandmother, Ervil Holland Myers. Never mind the blizzard, Audra wasn't going to miss a minute of the celebration. Her husband, Tom, pushed through the last steps of the snow-covered walkway to the building's entrance and held the door so Audra and her parents could enter first. The four had walked 2 blocks from their hotel to be here. Once inside, they brushed the snow from their coats and boots and made their way to the ceremony room. Already, the front was filled with senators and representatives, each of them having tackled the weather so they could declare for all time the honor do the members of the OSS. That these men and women were, in the words of OSS founder General William Wild Bill Donovan, the glorious amateurs of World War II, heroes who deserved their day in the sun. Audra and her family took their seats in the third row, in the section reserved for the 20 living OSS members who would attend today, and the
sample complete. Ready to continue?